PR stations. Other contributors include C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems using any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum presenting Pop-Up Science, National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. The cloud cover really cooled things off. It is 6:06.
News, I'm Imano Ligunza in Nairobi, Kenya.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies available throughout the state. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app. We have one available for iOS and we have one for Android as well.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m., Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up in just moments, we will talk about the war over water in the West Bank. We will learn more about Hunter Biden pleading guilty to tax fraud charges. We will also get a roundup of the news from Shortwave, the NPR podcast on all things science. That's all still to come on KPR Plus. We'll have an update of news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations. We have Classics Live, followed by Evening Classical with Destiny. It is Tango Thursday. You never want to miss that. A great local group being featured tonight, Cucharada. It's going to be great. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're listening on KPR Two, stay tuned for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. 30% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, cooler, highs topping out in the upper 70s. It's 620.
LL Cool J has been rapping since the 80s. Now he's out with his first album in over a decade, but don't call it a comeback.
How you gonna call it a comeback when I've been here for years, man?
My chat with LL Cool J, plus the latest on the school shooting in Georgia. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host, and we kick off our fall fundraiser tomorrow morning during Morning Edition, 7 to 8:30 a.m. Every single pledge will be doubled in value. Thanks to some generous contributors, make your pledge go further tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
News headlines are next at 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Congress has until September 30th to pass a new farm bill. The massive legislation helps stabilize the agriculture industry and supports food programs like SNAP. In May, Kansas Democrat Charisse Davids voted against a proposed farm bill that would have decreased SNAP funding. Republican Tracy Mann supported the proposal and its enhanced benefits for farmers. Haley Kotler, a campaign director at the nonprofit Kansas Appleseed, says cutting nutrition programs could have far-reaching consequences.
just anti-poverty program in America. It's the most effective way that we can eradicate poverty, hardship, and hunger.
About 200,000 people in Kansas help feed themselves and their families with SNAP benefits. Jobless Kansans will soon be able to file unemployment claims through an improved state system. Kansas officials recently previewed the new framework that aims to offer a better user experience and address shortfalls of the current system. A high number of claims during the COVID-19 pandemic strained the decades-old system, leading to long response times and delayed payments. Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz says the new structure will be better equipped to handle surges in claims.
We're going to be able to accommodate change. So in times of increased call volume, we're automatically going to be able to scale the system to meet that demand.
The new system has cost nearly $25 million to implement thus far. It is expected to launch in November. Hundreds of people will help clean 15 miles of the Kansas River on Saturday. Some will haul trash from the water, others cleaning areas around the river. People who want to help on land can help pick up litter at Call Point Park in Kansas City, Kansas, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Dawn Bueller from Friends of the Cause says the Kansas River is special.
We're the longest prairie-based river in the world. I want to get to the point where you go down the Kansas River and you appreciate this beautiful braided sandbar prairie river and don't see all the trash.
Each year, Friends of the Call works with state and local governments and businesses to remove about 500 tires, 3 tons of battery cases, and dozens of tons of other trash from the river between Junction City and Kansas City. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Kerry Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea beds.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow on your KPR stations, Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and quite a few other frequencies as well. They are listed for you at our website, where we're also streaming, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
We still have about another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. Stay tuned on your KPR1 stations. Up next, we have Classics Live, new music performed at one of the Rural Joyce Recital Series performances. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have KPR Presents. 83 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Foul play. The spy could have been...
It's even more sad. I know, but
to me it sounds like a 007, I don't know, sad but also
thrilling,
like espionage.
Yeah, but in the meantime, people around the world are memorializing Vladimir for his playfulness and his resilience, which shed much needed light on the plight of beluga whales. And we also should mention that there are organizations like One Whale and Marine Mind that were formed because of Vladimir and continue to dedicate time to marine conservation.
Well, thank you for helping us remember Bubble 07.
He would have loved that. He would have loved that.
It's Regina Barber and Rachel Carlson from NPR's science podcast, Shortwave, where you can learn about new discoveries, everyday mysteries, and the science behind the headlines. Thank you both.
Thank you, Ari.
Thanks, Ari. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options, at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well. From everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
LL Cool J has been rapping since the 80s. Now he's out with his first album in 11 years, but don't call it a comeback. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We will have that interview with LL Cool J. We will get you the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host, and you can help us kick off our fall fundraising drive with the Power Breakfast. We are going to try to squeeze in an entire day's worth of fundraising into just 90 minutes. We can only do this due to generosity of some of our other members. You can join them tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. during Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Classics Live is up next, followed by Evening Classical with Destiny. The time is 7:01.